their lives. Are these listeners your customers? They should be. Find out more about sponsoring programming on KRVS by becoming an underwriter. Call 337-482-5787.
Support for KRVS comes from Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual. Partnerships like this make our community a better place to live and work. Taylor Davis of Northwestern Mutual is proud to support the work of KRVS. More information on the financial services offered by Taylor Davis and Northwestern Mutual are found by email at taylor.davis@nm.com. That's taylor.davis@nm.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Biden administration is lifting a travel ban that was imposed on several southern African countries. The restrictions were put into place after the emergence of the Omicron variant last month. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the list of countries includes South Africa, Zimbabwe, and six others.
The changes go into effect December 31st at 12:01 a.m., according to a senior administration official. The White House says the decision was recommended by the Centers for Disease Control because health officials have made progress in understanding Omicron and the effectiveness of existing vaccines to fight it, and also because the Omicron variant exists now across the country, so limiting international travel from these specific African countries won't have a significant impact on the spread of the virus in the United States. The Biden administration recently implemented stricter testing rules for all international air travelers. Passengers now have to obtain a negative COVID test within 1 day of travel, as opposed to 3 days. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The Omicron variant of the coronavirus is taking a toll on major airlines in the U.S. A rise in the number of infections has forced dozens of flight cancellations because of staffing shortages. Dr. Leanna Wen, a public health professor at the George Washington University, tells NPR that traveling during the holidays is risky if the proper precautions are not taken.
Are you vaccinated? And ideally, are you boosted as well? If you are, then chances are, even if you get COVID, especially with Omicron, you're going to have a pretty mild infection. And I think a lot of people may decide, if that's the case, that it's worth it to gather with their loved ones.
Hospitals across the nation are becoming overwhelmed by a spike in the number of COVID patients. The U.S. recorded more than 260,000 new coronavirus infections on Thursday. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for frigid temperatures with lows that could drop well below freezing through next week. Diana Apong from member station KUOW in Seattle reports.
On Thursday, the National Weather Service said it's been years since they've seen a forecast like this in their Seattle office. Overnight lows are expected to be in the single digits, and daytime highs can barely reach freezing. And there is a chance of snow and ice in parts of the region. This is not typical winter weather for a part of the country better known for a wet Christmas. Portland, Oregon has declared a state of emergency and plans to open 5 shelters. Seattle plans to open 2 severe weather shelters. Forecasters said the biggest concerns are vulnerable populations, people without homes or adequate heat, and their pets. The mayor of Seattle asks that if people choose to gather, to do so close to home. For NPR News, I'm Diana Opong in Seattle.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. China is blasting the Biden administration's newly imposed ban on imports from the Xinjiang region. The country's commerce ministry is describing the action by the United States as, quote, economic bullying, according to Chinese state news. Hundreds of Kentucky residents who lost their homes in this month's deadly tornadoes are spending the holidays at state parks. The governor ordered some of them to be used as temporary shelters. Karen Czar with member station WUKY reports that gifts for those living at the parks have been donated from across the U.S.
The parking lot at Penny Ryle State Park was lined with tables filled with thousands of new toys, all donated for storm victims. Vieira Pettis buried 7 family members after the storm. She has been trying to stay strong for her 6-year-old son, Aiden, and says the pop-up toy shop was just what they needed.
I'm like trying to hold back the tears, really, because, I mean, this is just, it's breathtaking.
and the joy was back on Aiden's face.
So I got a bat and ball, and I got two puppets.
And all kinds of games.
Volunteers say they'll keep working until all the gifts are wrapped so kids can tear into them Christmas morning. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Dawson Springs, Kentucky.
The outbreak of tornadoes in five states killed 76 people in Kentucky and damaged or destroyed thousands of homes. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include DuckDuckGo, committed to making privacy online simple. Used by tens of millions, they offer internet privacy with one download. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified at DuckDuckGo.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the second hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 o'clock, at which time we hope you stay tuned for more good music coming up on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And, of course, on Christmas Eve on public radio, you never know what you might hear.
Down on Bourbon Street, the second line is gonna lose the beat. They won't be having fun at Mardi Gras, and all the Cajuns gone to move to Arkansas. Yeah, the alligator's gone to
fly. And it blooms a rain from the sky. And the partridge train will freeze, and we all are gonna skate. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, in New Orleans. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, yeah. There'll be no flavor to the beans and rice, and Mr. Emerald will forget the spice. Well, let me tell you about the odds of that. It's like trying to hold the mighty Mississippi back. Yeah, the alligator's gone to fly, and it blooms a rain from the sky. And the pontiac train will freeze, and we're all gonna skate. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, in New Orleans. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, yeah. Don't take no skis down to the levee. Don't take your sled down to Monkey Hill, no, no. Santa ain't bringing no snow. And he never will. The coffee won't have any chicory. The moss will fall right off the live oak tree. Chapatulas won't have one pothole. And the saints will go marching to the Super Bowl. Yeah, the alligator's gone to fly, and the blooms will fall from the sky, and the pontiac train will freeze, and we're all gonna skate. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, in New Orleans. The day it snows on Christmas Day, I can't wait. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Alan Toussaint from a disc called Christmas Gumbo. This came out back in 2004, and that, of course, a number called The Day It Snows on Christmas in New Orleans, which it did. That's the irony of it all. It did on Christmas in 2004. And, of course, a few years later in 2010, the Saints did go marching off to the Super Bowl and won it. And Chapatulas did get paved. Interesting song and very, very interesting disc. We're going to return to it before long. Before that, we heard Chick Willis, a blues man out of Georgia, from a disc called Ichabod Blues at Christmas. Again, that one came out back in 1992, and he did a number called All I Want for Christmas is to Lay Around and Love on You. We're going to turn next to, let's say we weren't going to play any standards. This is definitely a standard, but this is not the Bing Crosby version of White Christmas. The original recording of it by Bing Crosby may have been the best-selling single of all time. It sold in excess of like 50 million copies worldwide. But we're going to go back to 1997 and the band Roomful of Blues and their disc Roomful of Christmas. Here they are with Sugar Ray Norcia kicking it off in a falsetto, and then they go into a New Orleans-style mambo beat. Roomful of Blues here on KRVS.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Mm-hmm.
dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one we used to know. While those treetops glisten and children listen to see sleigh bells in the snow, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all of your Christmases be white.
Christmas time, and I'm telling you the truth. This is Christmas time, and I'm telling you the truth. Christmas was made for all people, not just me and you. Wonderful Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I said, wonderful Christmas is the best time of the year. Father and mother and even brothers, they all seem to care about Christmas. Time I ever had, I'll say the best time I ever had was when I was with
with my mom and dad. When we kids open our presents, just to see just what we had on Christmas. We had a lots of toys, so many toys that was made from the land. And what made them so precious, our daddy made them by hand for Christmas. New Year.
The late Clarence Gatemouth Brown from a disc called the Alligator Records A Christmas Collection. This came out back in 1992, a number called A Christmas, one of his own compositions. Before that, we heard Roomful of Blues from their disc Roomful of Christmas that came out back in 1997. We heard them doing the old classic Irving Berlin classic White Christmas, but again with a New Orleans mambo once Sugar Ray and Orsia got past his falsetto. That song, just like I'll Be Home for Christmas that we heard Hatta Brooks do last hour, that song was another one that was just loved by a lot of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who were overseas during World War II. It was highly requested on the Armed Forces Radio Network. We heard a few minutes ago Alan Toussaint doing The Day It Snows on Christmas from a disc called Christmas Gumbo. We're going to return to that disc and listen to Sonny Landreth along with the Dixie Cups.
I get the holiday fever now. Every time you walk by my house, yeah, you fire me up, though a cold front is turning the weather. If Santa asked me for what I wish, I'd point to you and say, there she is. I've been a real good boy, do you think we could get together? Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Now back of your Christmas tree. Come rock the swing with me. Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you under my tree.
Now you can tell I've been eyeing you, and I can see you've been eyeing me too. Let's celebrate the Yuletide getting and giving. We'll spike the eggnog, darling. Tis the season right here in New Orleans. Gonna raise a glass and toast to loving and living.
Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you under my tree. What a lovely present this would be.
Tree. Got to get you.
What a lovely present this would be.
Got
got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Where the Christmas this wouldn't be. Got to get you under my tree.
Absent-Minded Santa. That was Jerry McCain doing his track on the Ichabod Blues at Christmas Disc. McCain, originally from Alabama, a fine blues harp player. He was a big fan of a Little Walter style. Before we heard Jerry McCain, we heard Sonny Landreth with the Dixie Cups as backup singers. Again, that track from the disc Christmas Gumbo. Sonny doing a number called Got to Get You Under My Tree. Next year on KRVS, Katie Webster, the late Katie Webster on piano and vocals. Born in Houston, Texas for a while. She lived in Lake Charles and also was a supporting artist on many recordings done at J.D. Miller Studios in Crowley, Louisiana. Here is Katie Webster with a number for us called Deck the Halls with Boogie Woogie.
A very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year, y'all hear? And Santa Baby, please, it would do me so much good if you would just leave me a 5-pound box of money under my Christmas tree wrapped in a red ribbon.
No mingling, no jingling coin. No.
No Money, No Honey. That was Maria Muldaur along with the Duke Robillard Band. Robillard, of course, on guitar on that track. This is from a Stony Plain Records release back around year 2000. Before we heard Maria Muldaur and Duke Robillard, we heard Katie Webster on piano and vocals doing a number, well, her take on Deck the Halls. Deck the Halls with Boogie Woogie. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Anson Funderburg and the Rockets. We're going to go back to 1995 and a recording they did at the Ultrasonic Studios in New Orleans. Anson Funderburg, the guitarist, from Dallas. That's where the band formed. And in, what, 86 or so, one of the original members, Darryl Newlish, left the band and was replaced by Sam Myers, veteran of recordings with Elmore James and others. So Sam is playing blues harp and also the vocalist with the band at this time. Here they are with, hey, what's got to be everybody's favorite, Young Girls Drive Me Wild at Christmas, Anson Funderburg and the Rockets.
Thank you. listen here now. I got a story to tell you about this little guy. He came into the joint one night, man. He was all dressed in his red suit and all that, you know, white beard. And he said he knew everything that was going on. Well, around this time of the year, I suspected he did know a lot about you and me and everybody else, you understand? He even explained about being good and bad and all that stuff. You know, and I told him, I said, he said, man, you sound like a musician or something. He said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. I sing a little bit. I said, yeah. Why don't you get hooked up and sing this song right here? What key? He said, oh, well, that's all right. Now, he's coming. You better watch out, you better not shout, you better not part, I'm telling you why. Me, Big Fat Santa, I'm coming to town. Making a list and I'm checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Me, Big Fat Santa, I'm coming to town. Know when you are sleeping, I know when you're awake. I know when you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Say you better not pout, you better not shout, you better not cry. I'm telling you why. Me, Big Fat Santa, I'm coming to town. Look out, Watson. Come on now. Play your role. Rick, get a little piece of that now. Son, I'm coming to check you out. Making a list and I'm checking it twice. I'm going to find out who's naughty or nice. Me, Big Fat Son. I'm coming to town. But when you're sleeping now, and I know when you're awake, make all that noise. Better watch out, you better not pout, you better not shout, I'm telling you why. Hey, Big Fat Santa, I'm coming to town. Let's get on our chair. Christmas time.
Milton Batiste with his take on Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Big Fat Santa is Coming to Town. This from the 1992 release on Mardi Gras Records, Christmas in New Orleans, R&B, jazz, and gospel. Before hearing Milton Batiste and his band, we heard Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers doing a number called Young Girls Drive Me Wild at Christmas. And we turn next year on KRVS to Little Charlie and the Nightcats. Little Charlie has since left the band. He is retired, and Rick Estrin has taken over the name of the band, but he was always the lead vocalist, composer, and blues harp player. So under the name of Little Charlie and the Nightcats, here is Rick Estrin and the Nightcats with a number called Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please stop by my house today. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please stop by my house today. I want a big bunch of presents for Christmas, and I've got to see you right away. Now I want a diamond ring for Christmas, and an Eldorado too. Three or four more hair suits and some of them Stacy Adams shoes for Santa Claus. Please stop by my house today. I want a big bunch of presents for Christmas, man. I've got to see you right away. Now I want to hit the lottery for Christmas so I don't have to work at all. I want three or four real fine chicks. I want to have myself a ball. But Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please stop by my house today. I want a big bunch of presents for Christmas. Got to see you right away.
Thank you.
recorded in New York City back in 1948. That was Alabama native Ralph Willis on guitar and vocals with Christmas Blues. Willis ended up moving to North Carolina so he could play along with musicians who had known Blind Boy Fuller, and ended up sort of getting his style from those artists. He was preceded here on KRVS by Little Charlie and the Nightcats with, again, Rick Estrin on blues harp and vocals, and the composer of that number, a number called Santa Claus. We turn next here on the Blues Box to the Blind Boys of Alabama. We're going to turn to their disc Spirit of the Century that came out in the year 2000. Did very, very well for them, earned them one of their 5 Grammys for recordings. They also received a 6th Grammy as a Lifetime Achievement Award. The band formed in Alabama back in 1939. They were influenced by the Golden Gate Quartet, Soul Stirrers, Heavenly Gospel Singers. Here they are with musicians David Lindley on electric slide guitar, John Hammond on dobro, and Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp. The Blind Boys of Alabama from the disc Spirit of the Century, doing a number written by Tom Waits.
Jesus gonna be here, he's gonna be here soon. He's gonna cover us up with leaves and a blanket from the moon. With a promise and a vow and a lullaby for my brow. Jesus gonna be here, he's gonna be here soon. Not gonna do nothing. I don't have to shout. Got me no reason, and I got no doubt. I'm gonna get myself on front from this mortal coil of wood. Jesus gonna be here, gonna be here soon. Keep my eyes wide open. I can see my Lord. Gonna watch the horizon for a brand new Ford. I can hear him rolling on down the lane, saying, Hollywood be thy name. Jesus gonna be here, gonna be here soon. Got to keep myself faithful. You know I've been so good. Except for my sinning, but he knew that I would. I'm gonna leave this place better than the way I found. Gonna be here soon. Jesus gonna be here. Gonna be here soon.
the Blind Boys of Alabama, again with the Tom Waits composition, Jesus Gonna Be Here. This from the disc Spirit of the Century, released back in the year 2000. It won the Blind Boys of Alabama the Grammy for Best Traditional Soul Gospel Album. And again, on that particular track with the Blind Boys of Alabama, led by Clarence Fountain on vocals, John Hammond on dobro, David Lindley on electric slide guitar, Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp, and Danny Thompson on bass. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's currently 11 a.m.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal for over 32 years.